Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Nnamdi Matabike met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's playoff meeting with Pittsburgh.
So I knew you guys felt like, especially at the beginning of the year, that there was a lot better. You guys play a lot better. When did you kind of get a sense that this defense was kind of turning that corner?
I've always had that sense, but, you know, in every season you're going to go through your hills and your valleys and stuff like that. It's about just catching your momentum and keep going. And the guys in the locker room never gave up, and we're starting to catch our rhythm and playing good football right now.
You know this rivalry very well at this point. I mean, do you like that Pittsburgh is part of what you have to go through to get where you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, they're just another person in our way, you know, the team in our way to get to. We know where we want to get to, and, you know, that's why we're out there and practicing and working hard and doing everything we can to be our best self on Saturday. So,
now,
yeah.
How does the experiences of last year and being in the playoffs, like, how does that shape this team and the mindset going into this season?
You know, that feeling in playoffs, you know, last year, it's not a good feeling because, you know, where we could have been, and it's definitely a different focus now with the guys in the locker room. Guys just dialed and doing everything we can, to, you know, to make sure that we're putting our best football out there now, especially playoff time, turning up another notch. So I can feel it. Everybody's locked in, so it's a good feeling.
How does it feel to have both the edge guys get double-digit sacks? And the role that you play in that, too, to help sometimes is clearing the path.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You know, everybody's balling on the D-line. You know, Dolphins having a career year, Kyle Van Noy as well. You know, it's a great feeling. Everybody's going out there. Everybody's hungry. Everybody's hunting. So, you know, we're going to take that momentum from the regular season and bring it to the playoffs. You know, that's the only way to do it.
I'm curious, from a defensive perspective, how tough would Derrick Henry be in January when it's cold and running downhill if you had to go against him?
Super tough, because super strong guys, were big, super fast, and, you know, it's getting cold now. So, you know, things are going to hurt a little bit more. So, you know, thank God I'm not on the other side of the team. But, you know, he's going to do his thing. And, you know, them guys may be ready. So, that's it.
I mean, as a defensive player, how do you feed off the energy in the stadium for these night games?
It's going to be a different environment. This is the first time we're hosting the Pittsburgh in Baltimore in the playoff game. So, you know, it's going to be high energy. Everybody needs to come out and bring whatever you got to bring to – be rowdy as possible, because energy is going to be electric, and we're going to feed off that, and we're going to play, you know, to that standard that we can and we know we can. So it's going to be exciting.
We've seen you take on more and more of the pregame speeches, and we've always known you to be a soft-spoken guy when you talk to us. How did you sort of step into that role, and have you been enjoying it, and, you know, what's the...
I guess around you, I'm more soft-spoken, but out there, I'm a little wild, you know, I'm loud. I do my thing. You know, Ro and I have been talking. He's like, man, you, I feed off you too, man. You need to get everybody going, you know, and I've been starting to, at first it was kind of, you know, different, but now I'm starting to get a role of it. You know, it's definitely somebody that, like, Ro kind of respect. And he's like, man, if I feed off you, I'm like, yeah, like, I definitely need to talk more. So I've been doing that, and now it's kind of been my little thing, and me and Roquan's little thing. But, you know, overall, if he feels it before the game, he does it. If I feel it before the game, I do it. Whatever we got to do to get everybody going to play our best ball.
Here you go. How much of that is prepared versus just off the cuff?
All that's really off the cuff, really. You know, it's not something that we talk about, like, Friday or Saturday. It's really like game day, and just however you're feeling, just whatever is in your heart, say it, and just play your heart out there.
You ever, like, in the car on the way to the stadium, thinking about, like, if something comes to mind, you're like, maybe I'll...
No, I just let it flow. Yeah. I think, I feel like if I think too much, it doesn't come. That's authentic. I just let it flow and just say what's in my heart, and everybody feels it, and everybody's ready to go.
Yeah.
So
it's
you're not channeling any movies or TV
shows or anything? No. No.
And, I mean, Lamar Jackson said a minute ago that he doesn't think about a lot of the playoff losses, but the AFC championship game last year still sticks with him. Does that come up in the defensive room at all this whole season, that championship game loss as a motivator? How has that played out?
It does. It does as a motivator. It doesn't bring it off too much, but when it does come up, you know, Zio just talks about how that feels, and how, you know, when the end of that game was, everybody was thinking about, man, what I could have done better, or what I should have done to make us win that game. But now is the time to do it. Now is that time to capitalize on the things that you believe that you should have done, so we do it the right way this time. So it's motivation.
That, you brought up the fact that this will be the first game against Pittsburgh, playoff game in Baltimore. Is there a feeling of wanting to represent of, all right, this is their turn to come here and we're going to show them what it's like?
Absolutely. The energy, the focus, it's all there. It's playoff football. You know, it's win or you go home. And everybody knows what's at stake, and everybody's locked in that locker room. You can feel it. And it's just one day at a time at this point.
Last game against Pittsburgh, Jalen Warren was really critical in their check down. I know he was really effective in that regard. You got, how much of a focus has he been getting here to make sure that doesn't happen again this week?
All the running backs have been a focus. You know, he hasn't been like the main focus, but he's somebody that we're accounting for, obviously. 22, you know, all the backs are good. They're downhill backs, strong backs. So we know what's ahead of us, and we're preparing for it. You know, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we eliminate those things from, you know, slipping away in our hands. And, you know, we have the right man for the job to do it.
I know it's early in, you know, game prep, but it looks like their starting right guard has a broken hand and might try to play Saturday. Is that something that's already made its way to scouting report, and how does that maybe affect how you guys kind of prepare for something like that?
I didn't know that, but, you know, whoever's out there, you know, I'm ready to play. You know, it doesn't. It's playoff football. You know, it's win or go home. So, yeah, that's my take on it.
Nambi, what is it about Kyle Van Noy, who was pulled by NFL and athlete standards at 33, that's having a career year? What have you seen from him that's impressed you the most?
And Kyle, he's like a football guru. He knows so much about the game. He knows so much about, like, secondary and all these stuff that, like, me and Doc are like, huh, how'd you know that? Or, like, how'd you pick up on that? Like, he's just so knowledgeable about the game of football. He takes care of his body. He knows what it's like to win a championship. He knows what it's like to win a Super Bowl. So he knows a lot of stuff about football that a lot of us players that haven't got to that point yet don't know. So he kind of gives us insight of things that we can do, little things that we can polish up to just be the best self on game day. And he helps us a lot.
All right, thank you, B.
Yeah. Thank you.